I'm Dan Klefstad. No big name Republicans are stepping up to take on Democratic U.S. Senator Dick Durbin. Instead, the race is drawing regional, perennial, and first-time politicians. Peggy Hubbard is a retired IRS analyst. Last week, she told GOP leaders that her status as a black woman will attract new voters.
When I saw our former first lady said that we are the party of the old white men, how do you explain me? This ain't no tan, ladies and gentlemen.
Other candidates include defeated Lake County Sheriff Mark Curran, a Springfield cancer doctor named Tom Tarter, and repeat candidate Robert Marshall. He ran for governor last year in the Democratic primary. Senator Durbin easily defeated past Republican challengers, winning by margins ranging up to 40 percentage points. Meanwhile, Illinois' Republican Party establishment is embracing President Donald Trump. Brian Mackey reports that's a departure from just a few years ago.
Back before Trump was elected president, many Illinois Republicans regarded him as literally unmentionable. In 2016, Democrats openly mocked them for this. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin.
Here they were, unwilling to say publicly the name of their own presidential nominee, I'll say it, Donald Trump.
Fast forward to the present, and the Illinois GOP is taking a different tack.
I want the media to know how proud we are of our president in Illinois.
That's party chairman Tim Schneider, and he wasn't alone. Trump remains popular with a core of the Republican electorate, but in places where he's not, party leaders say they'll focus on state and local issues. I'm Brian Mackey.
It's not believed to be Legionnaire's disease, but Illinois officials are investigating several cases of communicable respiratory illness at the state-run veterans home in Quincy. That's the same home where there have been multiple outbreaks of Legionnaire's disease over the years. The Quincy Herald-Whig reports the Department of Veterans Affairs and Public Health confirmed 9 cases of communicable respiratory illness and 3 possible cases. State and local health officials are trying to find the source. They say Legionella bacteria is not suspected as the cause. It was previously blamed for several Legionnaire's disease outbreaks and more than a dozen deaths at that home. State officials say residents showed symptoms of respiratory illness between July 24th and August 10th. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed a new law. It allows Illinois to take its own action to slow climate change. The first-term Democrat approved legislation that repeals the Kyoto Protocol of 1998. It limited state action to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The U.S. withdrew from Kyoto in 2001. But Illinois had it put into state law so that it was bound by the rules the federal government no longer intended to follow. Naperville Democratic Senator Laura Elman says it sends a message that Illinois is ready to be serious about climate change. The law she and Evanston Democratic Representative Robin Gable sponsored takes effect January 1st. Being hungry has an enormous impact on a student's ability to learn. Shelby Miller is a pediatric dietitian with the University of Illinois College of Medicine. She encourages families to look at school menus and decide if what's offered is something their child will eat. If they don't eat lunch, they can come home hungry or eat a huge snack and then not eat dinner. Or they eat all night. Miller says it's okay to send your child with some healthy extras to go along with the cafeteria lunch.
If it's chicken patty sandwich with green beans and a fruit and a milk and the kids like the sandwich and they like the fruit, but maybe they don't like green beans, send them with some carrots. You know, you can kind of fill that hole with something else.
If you pack your child's lunch, Miller says it's appropriate to try to balance it with all the food groups, including those fruits and vegetables, and don't go overboard on the grains. I'm Jennifer Fuller.